Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill or a smoker or maybe even deep frying some fish because it is fishing season. But I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys. And one of the cool things about being a Grilling Guy is you get to hang out with brewers and vintners. And on the grilling line right now is Brian Lesperance from one of our other original sponsors, Fen Valley Winery. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's getting to be the busy season down here. We're getting getting on the cusp of harvest, so it's good to be on the radio.
I saw your new can release, and I just wanted to let everybody know what you guys are up to.
Sure, thanks. Yeah, I don't know that we could have designed anything better for a grilling show. We've taken the benefits of wine and combined them with the convenience of the package. Like a hand package, and I think it's just the kind of thing that you could take down to the grill and not have to worry about glass and make it a little easier to keep cold. So we're pretty excited. We're the first large-scale Michigan winery to offer wine in a can. We've got a 375-milliliter format for it, so it looks just like a 12-ouncer. It's about two and a half glasses of wine per can, so it's a really convenient way to bring can with you when you're out and about or when you're standing by the grill.
It's kind of a man can.
Yeah, no, it's definitely designed for both guys and gals. We tried to make it something that that you know looks like it fits into a variety of situations.
So Brian, do you do red wine, white wine, blushes? What's the offering?
Well, any wine can really go in a can. This one that we've chosen to launch with is our Vino Blanco, which is a Portuguese-style dry white wine with a hint of effervescence. So it's really kind of the perfect type of a can for or a wine for a can because it's going to best serve cold, got a little bubble to it, the kind of thing that you could see, you know, have it on your patio or on your golf cart or out in your campground over the summer or ski resort in the winter.
Isn't that very similar to your Vino Verde?
It's the same product. So
yeah.
What we've done is we've rebranded Vino Verde into Vino Blanco because the Vino Verde is really kind of reserved for Portuguese wine, and we didn't want to get in any trouble with a foreign government. So we rebranded both, and so you can pick it up in the bottle or in the can.
Yeah, you don't want them like spying on your elections or anything. So your father-in-law, Doug, who I love dearly, made me fall in love with that Vino Verde on your veranda there at the winery. We pounded a bottle or two one night, and I was just absolutely thrilled with a really cold Vino Verde.
Yep. Brian, that's one of those wines that you can actually serve on ice, right?
You could, sure. Yeah, I mean, I like it when it's just to the cusp of about to freeze. I mean, that's how cold it is, which isn't very typical for most wine. Usually wine tends to be a little bit better when you let it warm up a touch, but this style really lends itself to that ice cold beverage.
I bought some of that in your tasting room when I was there when I saw you last, and I brought it home, and it was a huge hit, and I really need to reload, so I got to come see you.
Well, I know. We're here all the time. So we'll look forward to having you down.
So, Brian, what any new releases this year, or what's the fall look like for you?
Well, that took up a lot of our time. It's been a big project for us. It took about 2 years to get all the logistics lined up because the 375-milliliter can isn't something that you're going to find just anywhere, but we were really kind of focused on that format for a variety of reasons. So that's been the big hot thing for us. Besides that, you know, growing season looks pretty good. We're pretty much right on schedule. So we had a cool start, but a really warm sort of early summer and normal weather since then. So we're feeling pretty good about the crop. As we get into the fall, we get into our super popular fall vineyard tours where we actually take people out into the vineyard and have them try grapes and taste wine and really show them from, you know, beginning to end how we do things we do. So, you know, those tours are available generally on Saturdays and Sundays starting in August, and those are all available right on our website, fenvalley.com.
Well, fancy that. We're in August, so this is a good
thing.
Hard
to believe,
but
yeah.
How does somebody find out about those? Where can they find out more information?
Just go to our website, fenvalley.com. We have all the tour schedule there. You can book the tours right there. You can book private tastings there or sign up for any of our events. We also have our annual 5K trail run coming up the first Saturday in October. the Vine Wind. It's the most unique trail run in the area, where you basically run inside the midst of the vineyards during the, you know, harvest season. So you get a view that not many get, and you get a little exercise along the way.
That sounds horrible.
I know. Well, the end is a party.
I'll stand at the finish line.
That's what I do.
Tell me again the name of that. Is it a Vino Blanco?
Vino Blanco is the canned wine that we've got available now. It's in retailers throughout the state of Michigan, or on our website. We offer it, and also, of course, in our two tasting rooms in Fenville and Saugatuck.
Yeah, just go down to the tasting room or to the actual vineyard, because the first time you go to the vineyard, you're going to be shocked at how the breadth of the place. But it's, I don't know, it's still one of the funnest places I ever take my bride, and we love going there. I've taken my daughters there, my older daughters, and it's, people are thrilled when they get in that place. There's kind of a magical sense about it, but I just want to promote the concept of that Vino Blanco, because if you're going to the beach, and if you're not, shame on you, because we've got the best beaches in the world. This is the most fantastic thing you could bring to the beach. It's in a can. They're taller cans, so you and your better half can each have a glass, or you can just share it, put it in a koozie. But you've got no glass. It's lighter. It is absolutely fantastic. It's a game changer on the beach. It's not like bringing a beer. You know, it's totally different. It's a really nice way to change your game up.
Right.
Thanks. Yeah, that's exactly what we're hoping people do with it. And like you said, you've got good beach season, and then, you know, it bleeds right into tailgate season. So yeah. I think it's another format where fall tailgates are going to be a great way to bring wine and not have to worry about glass bottles.
Yeah. Well, I brought that home, and my best girl loved it.
Nice. Thank you.
Hey, Brian, it's so good to talk to you, and I hope everything continues to go very well at the winery. If people want to find you, how do they do that?
Well, we're pretty easy to find. We got a tasting room in downtown Saugatuck, and then our main location is in Fenville, just off of 196. And if you want to look up what you can do before you get here, just head to fenvalley.com, and there's a lot of information there.
Cool.
Very good. Always such a pleasure to talk with you. Look forward to seeing you soon, and we'll come down and bend an elbow with you.
All right. Love it. Look forward to it.
Thanks so much. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery. He's a real man.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yeah, feel like a man. Feel like chugging a can of that Vino Blanco. That's one sexy name, isn't it? Vino
right.
Blanco. I thought Vino Verde was cool.
Right.
Vino Blanco, man, I feel like getting my game on
right,
now.
That's white wine.
I'm a white boy. Okay, today's man law. All men have the right to remain silent when asked by a woman, do you like this? And the right to leave the room.
Dude, that's such a loaded question.
I know.
There is no good answer.
Make my butt look big.
Right, there is no good
no.
answer.
Because I'm not sure there's enough beer right. to get you out of that.
Right. It just doesn't happen. And you know, you have your best intentions, but no matter what you say, there's an inflection in the voice, or there's something going on that it's like, oh, you're just telling me that.
Just throw in two cans of the Vino Blanco.
Right.
And run.
Right, yeah.
Well,
don't talk about her can.
I was dead serious about what I was telling Brian. I think the concept is fantastic. Our friends with the Barefoot brought the cans of wine in here. I really liked it.
Right.
So I encourage.
It's a convenient package.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. It's a convenient package.
You've been called that before.
Chaz, do they make beer in cans?
Yes.
I have been called a convenient package, by the way. But do they make beer in cans?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought they probably
but
did.
But you don't.
But those are...
We don't. We
right.
don't have a canner. We have a bottle.
That's fine.
A lot of people prefer a bottle. A lot of people are going to cans for convenience. I'd say if it's what's inside that counts, so it doesn't matter what you package it in.
Amen.
You could have a wooden keg and it might even be good.
Right. They make 64-ounce glass things they call growlers, too.
Yeah,
those are pretty cool.
You don't see aluminum growlers, do you?
No, you don't.
Actually, you do.
Yeah,
there are some stainless, yeah. I have a beautiful one that I got from Frankenmuth Brewing Company, and it's the old-fashioned Grolsch-style growler.
With the rubber
and
top
it's got,
and the stopper
it,
on it?
It is, and it's got the nice insulated jacket around it, and I fill it full of schmoes.
Right. Well, that's the beautiful thing about a growler is that you can fill it with anybody's beer, and you get the goodness, and you don't have to worry about a brand on the outside because that growler is a reusable vessel, and we get to take that with us. Just wash it out, though. You know, don't bring it dirty because it's going to jack up your beer. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about flat iron steak. Stick with us. We'll be back.